Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we end this summer and our in-depth look into the treasure that is Revelation chapter 1, I am leaving you with some personal reflections on the text. I began yesterday and will carry these through until tomorrow. Monday is the Labor Day holiday here in America. So on Monday, I will reintroduce you to God and Abraham in Genesis. And then on Tuesday next week, we will resume in Genesis chapter 15. So we have that to look forward to. I hope you will be with us each and every weekday, all year long. In Revelation 1, we have met the risen and ascended Christ Jesus. Jesus died, and then he was raised from the dead. As the angel told his disciples at the empty tomb, "He is not here. He is risen." In keeping with his teaching, Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection is historical fact and a centerpiece of the gospel. Christ is the risen Christ, and he is the ascended Christ. After his resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and then he was carried up into heaven. The Lord Jesus is the risen and ascended Christ that we met in Revelation 1. I said last time that Resurrection Day is every day. The resurrection is the centerpiece of Christianity and the heart of the gospel. And we talked about the emphasis the apostles and the early church gave to Christ's resurrection. And we asked, why do the early Christians give this such an emphasis? The answer is multifold, but here is certainly a significant one. As Christ was raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. Having been dead and buried, Jesus came back to life. One day we too will die, and we will be buried, and we will be brought back to life. Christ is our example, our model, and what he did, we shall do. In John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus says this, "I am the way." For the person who loves Christ, he is our way in all things. We follow him, leading us in the right way all the days of our lives. Where he goes, we follow. What he does, we do. What he says, we say. How he thinks is how we think. How he acts is how we act, or at least how we want to. We desire to do. In fact, did you know that the first Christians, the first church, was known as the Way? They were not called Christians, but rather the Way. For example, Acts chapter 9 and verse 2 speaks of those belonging to the way. And you will read of this again several times when you read the book of Acts, which I recommended last time. Christians are the way because we follow the one who is the way. And the Lord is our way out of the grave and into heaven. As Christ was raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. When I reflect on all we have learned about the risen and ascended Jesus and sync that with the fact that one day Christians will be resurrected, our souls will be reunited with our perfected bodies, and we will enter the new heaven and the new earth to worship our Lord Jesus, it makes Revelation 1 very significant for me. The Jesus described in the Revelation, this is who we will see and exalt forever. Now then, let me lay down some scripture to prove to you that as Jesus was resurrected, so too shall we be resurrected. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and he says, "Knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you." That was 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 14. Paul declares this hope: God, who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, will raise us also with Jesus and will present us to God. Paul began with the word knowing, meaning this is a fact. This is true. You can count on it. We will be resurrected along with Christ. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 14. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the same Apostle Paul uses the whole chapter to focus on the resurrection. This is the Bible's magnum opus on the reality of the resurrection for Jesus and his disciples. 1 Corinthians 15. I desire more time so we can explore this, but my desire is denied. Time marches on. So let me highlight a few verses. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 says, "Now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep." 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. Those who are asleep are the dead in Christ. That is, Christians now dead. In the New Testament, being asleep is often a synonym for being physically dead. And Christ is the first fruits of those who are dead, in that Christ was resurrected first, and then the dead in Christ will follow. As up from the grave he arose, so too up from the grave shall Christians arise. This is a bit of a farming analogy. Jesus' resurrection was the first harvest into eternal life, and this guarantees that all believers who have died will also be resurrected. The Lord will harvest our bodies when the time is right. In verses 21 and 22 of 1 Corinthians, Paul continues, contrasting Adam to Christ. I continue the reading in my Bible at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 21 through 23. "For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 through 23. As we know, the first man, Adam, brought sin into the world, and the wages of sin, the consequences of sin, is death. But Jesus Christ brought righteousness into the world, and the wages of Christ's righteousness, the consequence of Christ's righteousness, is life. In Adam, all die. Now, that's certainly true. Each of us have many dead loved ones and friends, and their deaths remind us of what is coming for us. But in Christ, all the people who believe in him, who hail Jesus as Savior and King, all these will be made alive. And Paul highlights the order: Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming. I'm telling you, this is proof for you that as Jesus was resurrected, so too shall we be resurrected. What's that? You need more proof? Okay, why don't you try on the word of Jesus in John chapter 14 and see how this fits? These are the words of our Lord in John's Gospel, the 14th chapter and verse 19. "After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also." John 14, verse 19. Well, this certainly assures us Jesus Christ lives, and we too shall live because he lives. "Because I live, you will live also." If you are thinking of something for your tombstone, consider these words of Jesus, dear Christian. Oh, this brings me right back to Revelation chapter 1. Jesus lives. We have a living Christ, the Jesus John sees and describes in such glorious detail. the one who is clothed in a robe reaching to the feet and girded across his chest with a golden sash. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it has been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. This is the living Jesus. I trust you see my point, how Revelation makes me reflect on resurrection. Revelation makes me reflect on resurrection. Do you know that hymn by the title, I Serve a Risen Savior? The lyrics go like this. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, he lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian. Lift up your voice and sing eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, he lives, Christ Jesus lives today. And because he lives, we will live also. I will have more on the resurrection of Jesus Christ tomorrow, right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others. And be sure and join me for the next one.